This is Wade Rath with the Chief Organizer Report. Whether or not the Congress, U.S. Congress, has banned door knocking is too effective for Obamacare. I was teamed up with Maude Hurd, an Acorn leader from Boston, and teaching my four-year-old daughter to door knock in 1988 at a stop along the route in Mitchellville, Arkansas, during Acorn's Caravan for Justice to increase voter participation when Reverend Jesse Jackson was running for president. We made up a little doggerel tune about the fact that we were door knocking fools in love with door knocking. You get the gist, I imagine. I've spent my career as part of a deep tradition and practice of door knocking, meeting people face to face in their homes and engaging them in issues, campaigns, and organizational membership. When people talk about how they rank God, family, and country, I'm often confused. Where are they putting door knocking on that list? There's simply no more effective tool we've developed in organizing than door knocking, period. And that's because it works. And that means in the polarized politics of the USA, door knocking is now dangerous. Not because of the neighborhoods or lone door knockers out on city streets at night, but because the Republican zealous and random haters don't like it because it's just too damn effective. Reports are building, though, difficult to confirm, that in the fierce opposition to successful enrollment under the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, congressional opponents have now banned door knocking, effective immediately and before the next wave of enrollment begins in November. While looking for verification of this ban, I started to get more of a sense of the danger of door knocking. And like so many things, once you start looking, it seems the fear of door knocking is everywhere. In Chicago, I found the Grassroots Collaborative, a group where Acorn was a founding member years ago. They'd been informing residents about the Affordable Care Act. Felipe Hernandez and Kevin Tapia were canvassing in the Garland Ridge neighborhood on Tuesday, March 25th. When they were approached by the police and charged with soliciting unlawful business, both men are scheduled to appear in court on May 16, 2014. It's crazy. I never would have thought informing people about Obamacare would get me in handcuffs, Hernandez said. I was doing something positive for my community. We've been out here throughout this horrible winter talking to uninsured families. I wasn't doing anything wrong. There are many reports of door-knocking plans by SEIU and Enroll America to increase enrollment by 2015. Of course, despite the enthusiasm of Chicago police and announcements by unions and advocates about door knocking programs, Congress can't really stop them from door knocking. Congress reportedly wants to stop navigators and other enrollment assisters from door knocking because it's too effective to be done with federal money. They aren't sure about flyering, it seems. This seems like the Arkansas Compromise, where the state legislature narrowly continued expanded Medicaid for one more year on the condition that no state agency be allowed to advertise it so that people would actually know about it. Seriously, there was probably debate on whether or not Congress could ban whispering in someone's ear. Hey, do you want some health protection? But I'm still looking through the congressional record and hoping some fire-breathing hater was told there was still this freedom of speech thing that could be a problem. Thanks to Google, I came to understand the worldwide concern about door knocking when I saw a report from New Zealand about a Maori group opening a new clinic for low-income families and the dust-up that door knocking there had caused. Before the clinic opened, they took the radical step of door knocking to tell people about the clinic and enroll folks, a little like Congress is worried about. The miscreant was interviewed. Mr. Nakati says the group, with a background in social services, was naive to the fact marketing is not the done thing when setting up a new practice. I can understand that we would have got up people's noses, Mr. Nagari says. We have 1,200 to 1,600 enrollments, and we haven't even opened our doors. Door knocking obviously got up in some congressmen's noses, it seemed. And the last thing too many of them want is for enrollment in Obamacare to continue to be successful and smash all expectations. So best if they make sure no federal dollars would actually be spent on outreach that might really work. Government working? What? Can't have that now, can we? Best to ban door knocking. I've never heard a better recommendation for doing more of it. So even as navigators and enrollment assisters are being fitted for concrete boots and banned from the doors, let's hope there are thousands prepared to stand in for them and continue to spread the word and get people signed up for health protection. What's the world coming to? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.